Have you ever played Undertale?
No, but I think I'd actually enjoy playing Undertale. That's what people have told me.
It's kind of like the anti-games game.
Yes.
It's pretty fun.
With the kids that I used to work with, they would draw pictures of Undertale characters and like other, and Sonic. Undertale and Sonic were probably the like two main games that they would play.
Nice. Sonic is classic.
Yes. We should play a Sonic song. I don't have anything... Any
Sanic,
get it go
fast. Here, I'll put the Sanic 2 OST for us to talk about, because there were some events in town that I should probably yak about. The Vancouver Comic and Arts Festival, VanCAF, that's coming up, I think, next week.
It's always good when
it's
you have like
this week or next week.
A good shorthand word. I don't know what that is.
An abbreviation.
A good abbreviation. VanCAF, great abbreviation.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Other abbreviations sometimes.
VanCAF is May 21st and 22nd, 10 to 5, at the Roundhouse, which is at 181 Roundhouse Muse, Vancouver. The Muse. Undertale's pretty great. Graham Hamilton, shout out to him. He really likes the Undertale soundtrack. He has done some events with the Van Chip Music group, as well as some other cool stuff that we've done kind of independently at Redgate. Some good times where he was like, "Hey, do you want to DJ some video game music?" I'm like, "Bruh, you know I do.
You know I do.
I'm ready.
I do this in my sleep."
That's right. That was Undertale, the Holder remix of Metal Crusher Death by Glamour, I believe is the other one. And I'm going to pull up a little Tim Fallon. So we'll get a little Tim Fallon before we pull up some Sonic. 30 seconds, perfect. We could even loop this. I'll bet we could loop it.
Oh yeah, loop
we
it.
We could loop this. Nice.
Loop. I'll put that on loop, please.
We'll put that on loop. I have a program that plays Commodore 64 music, and you can set it to loop. Yeah, but the time will still run because it's playing off of a file versus an audio, like a tracker file versus an audio, data file versus audio file.
There's this super awesome video on YouTube that I just came across. I don't know if I sent it to you, but it's of this guy who buys like an audio machine where you can record basically on like a Scantron. You can record audio,
nice.
Music, speaking, whatever you want it to do. And then he gets it and like loops it through. And he talks about how it's like the lo-fi machine.
I love it.
Lo-fi, and it sounds exactly like lo-fi music, but there's something very satisfying about it. Extremely inconvenient to create music on, but it is extremely satisfying to watch and listen to, which I think is a good balance. You know, if it's super inconvenient, then it, you know, it's got like that, you know, millennial factor to it.
Yeah,
that we
and
love
it's like,
so much.
Wow, this thing is so cumbersome to use. Right. I want to do it.
I need to try it.
Yeah. When was the last time you made music on a ZX Spectrum? Oh.
Once. I spent $350 for the machine. Ooh, yes. Oh, I'm lucky this one.
Nice. This is the Silver Surfer soundtrack by Tim Fallon. It's a really good soundtrack, actually.
It's amazing. This is what my brain feels like if I over-caffeinate myself. One too many Diet Cokes.
Too many milk teas, and Andrea turns into...
And this
and
is
Mini
my
SD
brain.
Turns into the Silver Surfer music.
Yep.
NES.
Yes.
Let's see. So this is title, screen, theme, Silver Surfer, OST, in brackets NES. Actually, in square brackets NES, because that means system...
I feel like good, like, chippy music and everything, it has to be a little sassy and a little stupid.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally, totally.
There's gotta be a good mix of the
After
two.
This, I'll pull up that Schnoodlebug track because it's so good.
Well, just the name Schnoodlebug sounds good.
Schnoodlebug is from Vancouver, and they played at Music Waste, which is a music festival with over across a whole bunch of venues here in Vancouver. Nice. I never know if the microphone's loud enough or not. It is. Don't worry, it is. You're listening to Vancouver FM, CGSF 90.1 FM. This is the Mini SD guest set. We got a couple of Vancouver tracks, lots of Mini SD chosen ones. We got Plastic Owl, still browsing for furniture. We got everything you need, 90.1 FM. Don't adjust that dial. We'll be right back. is Schnoodlebug Gluckschmerz off of Pop 2. This is from 2020. And we are still live. We are hot and live here. CJSF 90.1 FM. And we are using Computer One. A little bit of line in. We got a Studio 6 sticker.
Yes. I must decide where to put the sticker. That's important when you get a good sticker.
Agreed.
Where's it gonna go?
Where? After this Schnoodlebug track, there will be one from the new Destroyer album, a track called June, a special request from Plastic Owl. Did you find anything on the furniture?
Okay. Nothing has been found on the furniture front.
I'm happier without furniture.
Don't get attached to things, you'll end up losing your mind. This is Gluckschmerz. Yeah. You could probably fade this one down here. Goodbye. Goodbye. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is June from the new Destroyer album. Destroyer's from Vancouver. Some good stuff. And you know what would help? Unmuting the track.
That might help, yeah. Just a little bit.
Fortune's wheels just for show. In this brutal turning, nothing changes, the slow grind away. Fancy language dies and everyone's happy to see it go. Everyone's happy to strike for more pay. Happy to strike for more pay. Happy to strike. Fortune's wheels just for show. In this brutal turning, nothing changes the cold light of day. Fancy language dies and everyone's happy to see it go. A snow angel's a fucking idiot somebody made. A fucking idiot someone made in the snow.
Local Vancouver content. Very cool album. There's lots of good music coming out of Vancouver, I will say. This has a very kind of like poppy soul vibe.
I'm getting like picnic vibes.
Yeah,
right,
totally.
Now.
Picnic vibes for sure.
Always good to have some good tunes with picnicky music. You gotta have a good place for things. Like doing your hair, riding in the car. Where are you riding to? The, you know, where are you driving to?
Driving to. If you're driving to SFU, sometimes it's very snowy in the winter. So occasionally, Vancouver would do traffic updates.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah, we would. We would. We totally would.
Yeah, I've been up here when it's been snowy before.
Wow. One time I was here with Cloud General and we were snowed in, and I made a beat on the radio.
Ooh.
Yeah. Is this the chiptune one, Graham? On a parable this size, no, you won't. Yes, he says yes. Okay. With all our well, we'll put a little.
I was going to say,
yeah,
you say it's
like
really
it.
Surprising. I'm like, this still, I feel like we're still in picnic land right now.
We might be. Yes, VanCAF, Vancouver Comic and Arts Festival. What else is coming up? There are a couple shows at Red Gate this week that are pretty good.
And, what nights?
There's one. Let's see, Red Gate.
Is there
Facebook.
One on Thursday?
There might be. I'm not sure. Red Gate Arts Society on Facebook will take you to there. Not sure when the next. Thursday, May 19th, Patriarchy from LA. That's next week.
Dang it. I'm not in town next week.
There's one Thursday, May 12th, Ukrainian Benefit Show with Wuji, Goat Rodeo, Morse Code Literature, and Keenan Marchand. That's actually going to be probably pretty good.
I was going to say, the names
in
general.
Yeah, Goat Rodeo is really good stuff.
Do they have something we could pull up?
Yes, Goat Rodeo Band.
Introduce the world
to
them. Even
though it's not particularly
chippy.
Oh, well, speaking of chippy.
Oh, hear them chip parts.
This makes me want to play a little bit of Chip Tanaka as well. So we'll pull that up. Chip Tanaka Band Camp. Yeah. It almost has a Katamari Damacy vibe to it a little bit.
It
where it's
kind of
like, this is wacky Japanese pop.
Yeah, it's like folksy.
Ah, yes, we could do that as well. I'm going to pull up something from Django by Chip Tanaka. Oh, and there are the auto lights that go out. We're going to go turn the lights back on at CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Bitcouver FM. You can find us at bitcouver.com or BITCOUVER on your favorite social media apps and soap boxes. The space race, one could say. We've lost the space race, one could say. Good album, Django. He did the music for Earthbound. So there's some amazing stuff. Metroid, Balloon Fight, Super Mario Land. Pretty classic. And also the Game Boy camera. No reason. No wonder. That's the reason why the Game Boy camera has
Game Boy camera?
Yeah, it had a little music synthesizer on it. A sequencer. Aww. Yeah. There's some... If you want to look up... what is it? Beach EP by... Yeah, Beach.